This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Former Sun Sentinel writer and current ESPN NFL insider. Damn it. What's his name now? I'm forgetting.
That would be Dan Graziano.
Dan Graziano. Good dude, by the way. Dan Graziano. Good dude. And he had a mouthful about the Dolphins and the Tua move. Go ahead.
Let me make the case for the Miami Dolphins. I know it sounds ridiculous. We were sitting here a year ago. People were telling me they were trying to lose games on purpose. They are 3-3. They've spent the most money of any team this offseason. They had five of the top 60 draft picks. They finished the season strong last year, came up with one of the biggest wins in the whole league last year at the end when they knocked the Patriots out of that bye, changed everything for the Patriots and the Chiefs. They're a game behind Buffalo. The last couple weeks, they've played much better than anybody else in the division. Yeah, they crushed the Jets this week, but they crushed the 49ers the week before. I'm just saying, it's not crazy.
They also have good losses. I mean, if there's such a thing, right? They played Seattle tough and lost. They played Buffalo tough and lost. Go ahead, Marcus.
There you go.
That actually was done before the Tua announcement,
before the
you know
Tua
that?
Stuff. Yeah, yeah. You know, I was actually intrigued last week to see Benito Jones. Is he any, you know, what did they see in him? And all those kind of things. Again, I'm a sick bastard. I'm into the development of the team. I'm into watching the young players and all of that because I know right now it's not like they're challenging for a Super Bowl. You know?
Hell, you were looking forward to 0-16, bro.
Yeah, I was looking forward
to it. God, you're sick.
Well, but
person.
I was looking forward to the development of the team during that time.
You truly are twisted, my brother.
Yeah, but even when they were 0-7, we walked you through the individual improvements that the team was making.
You could see it. We spotted whoever.
We pointed it out for you all along the way.
We spotted.
Because, again, the close-minded person says, 0-7, they suck. No, dude, wait, hold on a second. I get it, they're 0-7. Okay, you can go with that hot take and they suck. But they have improved here. They have improved there. This player showing improvement. This group, you know, there was stuff going on. And that's what we do on this show. Okay? Over the years, when I would tell you how bad Miami was, well, I would explain to you why they were bad. And I would explain to you the mistakes that they were making. And I get it that some fans, they couldn't handle it. Oh, he's Mr. Negative. And no, dude, it's not that I'm negative. Look at the situation. It's a terrible situation, that's all. And now, I'm too positive. But the beauty is that over 20 years, all the negativity was proven right because it was never proven wrong. When I would tell you that they were terrible, they were terrible. And now that I'm telling you they're going to be good down the line, and they're headed in the right direction, well, then everybody's now seeing that. So last year when we were telling you early on, hey, they're not tanking, and everybody tanking. By the end of the year, all those tankers looked so stupid. We did it on our show because we never went with the easy, lazy narrative.
You go back and look at week 3 through 7, basically we spotted the team 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
The other 40, 45, we played teams even.
Yep.
Even when we were getting beat.
Yep. Miami Kid Jay says, I've given Chris Greer a lot of crap for some debatable picks, but this year he shut me up. The Solomon Kinley kid is the real deal. Yeah, but Robert Hunt's playing well too. Right? And the Austin Jackson pick was good. And there's a lot of things to like about this draft. There's a lot of things to like about the team. You know, what's it called? Your starting running back, Miles Gaskin, was a late round pick. Your slot receiver, Isaiah Ford, is a late round pick. Seventh rounder, I believe. Your number two wide receiver, Preston Williams, is a street free agent from last year. I don't know how much more the guy, he fleeced the Houston Texans for 3 picks. And he already solved the left tackle part. That's it. We don't even have to worry about it anymore. Like, we don't have to, like, wow, what if we can't find another one? Remember that? But it's good now that you know how to draft and you got a guy that knows how to make trades and all that stuff. I mean, it's beautiful to see what's coming together with the Miami Dolphins.
You know what I'm really looking forward to seeing, man? How they utilize the kid Jones. They got in the second half and played well, the kid from Texas.
Benito Jones.
Yes.
Yeah, I was talking about
man,
that.
I really want to see.
Right.
Because he was at linebacker.
Right. And we can't assume anymore that it's just a pick because we've watched Preston Williams. Right? We can't assume it anymore because they'll find guys. Nick Needham. They'll find guys off the street that will then become players for them. You know what I mean? Very Heat-like. In a sense. We've been put through hell and back the last 20 years. It almost feels like you're married to the old lady from Throw Mama from the Train. Like, that's your wife. That's pretty bad. But that's kind of what it feels like the last 20 years. So all of this now for me, that's why I guess I am sick and twisted and say I'm excited about the new start. I'm excited last year when they tore the entire team down because I knew that there was now some hope. And even as low of a point as it was, I felt hopeful at that point. And sure enough, it's paying off. And it's going to be that way. It's going to be awesome. Big O, I would think the first Tua game will be one of the most viewed games like in 20 years. Yeah, Ricky Williams, bro. I've already put the list out. Last 25 years, it's Jimmy coming back to Miami, okay, and training camp and people wrapped around the fence and they had to tear down the green screen so people could actually see practice. It's Ricky Williams coming to Miami, getting traded, and the dreadlock demon taking the field, and now Tua. Okay, post-Shula, the three most exciting moments, most anticipated moments, most viewed moments of Dolphins football is Jimmy, Ricky, and Tua. Okay? And I think this will be number one. I think Jimmy was number two because we thought he was going to bring Dallas to Miami. And then Ricky, we thought he was going to be the piece of the puzzle they needed with that defense. And it didn't work out, but there was a buzz. An incredible buzz for Ricky. Those are the top three most anticipated moments in Dolphin history in the last 25 years. That's it right there. I don't know if you could put another one that would knock any of those three down. Not Saban, not Parcells. There was hype for both, but not like Jimmy. Definitely not like Ricky. And certainly nothing like Tua. Whole different ballgame.
There was a day I was excited.
What was that?
We were in the playoffs. We were going to Pittsburgh. And then they kicked the ball off.
Right.